It's August, and that means that a new class of college freshmen is packing up and preparing to head to campus. But not every high school graduate who's able to go to college is choosing to enroll right away. A number of students are now deciding to delay college admission for a year to pursue their passions or just to get a break. It's called a gap year, and joining us to talk about this trend is Ian Shapira. He wrote an article about it for this weekend's Washington Post Sunday magazine. It's titled Eye on the Goal. He joins us by phone from Guatemala. Also with us is Tiffany Hamer. She took a year off before attending her current school, South Carolina State University. She joins us here in the studio. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tiffany, why did you decide to take a year off before going to college? What did you do with that year?
I worked for AmeriCorps, a company called City Year, which brings a diverse group of 17 to 24-year-olds to do a year of community service.
What made you want to do that?
Well, at the time, you know, I was embarking on my college years. I was graduating from high school, and I was looking for funding for school, and I ran across City Year.
Aya, how many students are following Tiffany's example and taking that year off to, I don't know, regroup or get it together?
It's not really well known. There's been no formal research on this kind of demographic, so to speak. But a lot of experts out there think it is growing based on what they're hearing anecdotally from guidance counselors in schools and high schools across the country.
It's August, and that means that a new class of college freshmen is packing up and preparing to head to campus. But not every high school graduate who's able to go to college is choosing to enroll right away. A number of students are now deciding to delay college admission for a year to pursue their passions or just to get a break. It's called a gap year, and joining us to talk about this trend is Ian Shapira. He wrote an article about it for this weekend's Washington Post Sunday magazine. It's titled Eye on the Goal. He joins us by phone from Guatemala. Also with us is Tiffany Hamer. She took a year off before attending her current school, South Carolina State University. She joins us here in the studio. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tiffany, why did you decide to take a year off before going to college? What did you do with that year?
I worked for AmeriCorps, a company called City Year, which brings a diverse group of 17 to 24-year-olds to do a year of community service.
What made you want to do that?
Well, at the time, you know, I was embarking on my college years. I was graduating from high school, and I was looking for funding for school, and I ran across City Year.
Ian, how many students are following Tiffany's example and taking that year off to, I don't know, regroup or get it together?
It's not really well known. There's been no formal research on this kind of demographic, so to speak. But a lot of experts out there think it is growing based on what they're hearing anecdotally from guidance counselors in schools and high schools across the country.
It's August, and that means that a new class of college freshmen is packing up and preparing to head to campus. But not every high school graduate who's able to go to college is choosing to enroll right away. A number of students are now deciding to delay college admission for a year to pursue their passions or just to get a break. It's called a gap year, and joining us to talk about this trend is Ian Shapira. He wrote an article about it for this weekend's Washington Post Sunday magazine. It's titled Eye on the Goal. He joins us by phone from Guatemala. Also with us is Tiffany Hamer. She took a year off before attending her current school, South Carolina State University. She joins us here in the studio. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tiffany, why did you decide to take a year off before going to college? What did you do with that year?
I work for AmeriCorps, a company called City Year, which brings a diverse group of 17 to 24-year-olds to do a year of community service.
What made you want to do that?
Well, at the time, you know, I was embarking on my college years. I was graduating from high school, and I was looking for funding for school, and I ran across City Year.
Ian, how many students are following Tiffany's example and taking that year off to, I don't know, regroup or get it together?
It's not really well known. There's been no formal research on this kind of demographic, so to speak. But a lot of experts out there think it is growing based on what they're hearing anecdotally from guidance counselors in schools and high schools across the country. When